which franchises people invest in today. The Inside Scoop, we're not gonna make any earnings claim. The Inside Scoop, gonna help you avoid franchises that are lame.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack.
And I'm Jill.
And we're the Franchise Insiders here with your Inside Scoop Franchise Market Watch for the week. What's up, Jill?
What's up?
We're bringing you guys all a fancy new video format, too.
It's time we hopped back on the
right.
video train.
We kind of were like going away from the video, but now, in addition to the audio that many of you are used to listening to, check us out on YouTube to catch the video version. So, Jill, this week, franchises continue to sell at a great pace, especially when you consider how the real estate market is staying stagnant. People continue to invest in franchises, and there are franchises all across the board, different types of franchises. The first one that sold over the last week is a franchise called Frios. Now, Frios has Frios Gourmet Pops. These are gourmet, they call them pops.
They're popsicles. They say popsicles too.
Do they say popsicles?
Yeah.
So, Jill, what is Frios? What kind of pops are these?
I mean, they're gourmet. So they're not just like what you're going to find in like your popsicle box. I forget what that is.
No, it's a food truck.
Yeah, no, so it's a truck, but you're going to get flavors that are a little bit like more higher end and interesting.
Yes.
Now, I'm saying it's not like your rocket pops. That's what I was trying to think of. But they're gourmet, they're on wheels. So it's like, they call themselves like the mobile sweets ride, you know, like pulls up, you have the popsicle. So it's really good for events, for schools, for parties, anywhere there's like a food truck rally or anything like that. So it's very cool. And again, it's
they
a food
do,
truck. It's
they a, do huge business.
Yeah, but it's a low cost because your popsicles are not that expensive to make.
Right.
And it's a truck. So you don't have to worry about like your brick and mortar and everything.
If you go to the Frios site, and by the way, if you want to talk to Frios, go through us because we can save you $2,000 through a rebate program. But if you go to their site, they have pictures of like a truck and like people lined up for miles.
Yeah.
This is a great low investment cash business. People pay with our Pink's business. I hate it when people pay us in cash because then we got to go to the bank with like $100. But with the Frios business, you love it, right?
Yeah.
You just all cash business. You keep it. And so it's a great low investment business. Franchise fee is $37,500. The royalty is $500 to $700, I think, a month.
Yeah.
Total investment, $95,000, including your franchise fee. So you put that $37,500 franchise fee down. You have another $60,000 in working capital and off you go. Frios Pops, you guys, it's something different from the traditional Kona Shave Ice. Next up, Senior Helpers. And if you want to check out the latest episode of our We Bought a Franchise podcast.
Shameless plug.
Yes, of course. We cross-promote here. Go to WeBoughtAFranchise.com. We just spoke to Hector Munoz, who's one of our clients, who's owned a Senior Helpers franchise now for the last 2.5 years, 3 years.
2 to 3, yeah.
He's killing it. And how can he not be? Because the average Senior Helpers franchise shows $1,494,426 in average gross revenue. Their top location did $10.8 million. Do you know the investment of a Senior Helpers franchise, Jill, is franchise fee of $55,000, total investment $171,000?
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
How are they doing it?
Because senior care is and will always be around. I mean, everyone's getting older. So it's something that, like, even through COVID did extremely well.
Yeah.
So we say it's, you know, recession proof, and it's also pandemic proof.
And it's so simple. It's you're providing companionship. Maybe simple is the wrong word, but caregivers.
Right.
Or nursing
assistants. The concept is simple.
Health aides, not nurses.
Yes.
Providing companionship to mom because mom doesn't want to go to memory care. If you've ever been to memory care,
you don't want to go there.
You don't want to go there.
Stay away as long as you can.
Yeah.
But it's a feel good. It's a feel good business. It's something that, you know, we'll all possibly need at one point in our life. So you're helping families, you're helping people that need it.
Yeah.
And like I said, I mean, everyone's getting older. So that's something, no matter what's going on in the world or the economy, you can't stop that. unfortunately.
Yeah, it's a necessary business. And we have clients all over the country that have seven-figure businesses. You know, we ourselves help scale a home care business to an eight-figure location. Bang for the buck-wise, I don't care who the president is. I don't care if there's a war. People need home care.
Yeah.
Great low investment franchise. We can save you 10 grand on senior helpers through our rebate program. Text us at 305-710-0050. Next up on the list, Jill, Spray Foam Genie. Now, Spray Foam Genie is spray foam insulation. It was one of the top sellers last year. They have the investor model, which everyone loves. And look, I mean, the numbers in their item 19, they show locations netting over 500,000 per year. Now, let's be clear. That location probably didn't just open up last week.
Yeah.
That's an established location. But
need time to build it.
What is Spray Foam Genie, Jill? What's it do?
So it's spray foam insulation, which, again, it's not like something you think of every day, but the benefits to spray foam insulation are like amazing.
Yeah.
You think of insulation like the old school, it's like that fluffy pink, yellow.
Pink Panther stuff. Used to be on those.
Pink Panther. I used to have this like room in my house where my mom scared me to death. Don't touch it. It's good. You're going to get like the fiberglass in your fingers. Anyway, it was like, it can be a nightmare. Spray foam is a foam based insulation. So it gets into every like nook and cranny. So it's that much more efficient and it's good for preventing mildew and mold. It's good in hot and cold climates. So any kind of like new construction or reconstruction really is going the spray foam route. Honestly,
you're such like a spray foam expert.
I have PTSD from the old school insulation, so I definitely am pro spray foam.
I mean, so again, this franchise fee of $65,000, we can save you $10,000. Royalties are 6%. They say total investment ranges from $275,000 on up. This franchise is a little bit more expensive because you've got to buy your spray foam, so it has a more sort of it needs more investment than most home services franchises. So if it's me, I want to make sure I have at least $500,000 to invest in a spray foam. I like how I casually say $500,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just have $500,000 lying around. But look at it like this. If you were going to buy a house and you could find a great house for $500,000, you would be all over that.
Right.
And a $500,000 house can't make you $500,000.
An investment in a business is very different than just casually spending it.
Right.
Like Neiman Marcus.
Yeah, you would love to actually spend it.
Absolutely, but this is an investment. It's like investing in real estate. It's very different.
I don't know, the way that purses and things like that are appreciating, maybe those are investments too.
No, I mean, that's the topic for another time, but yes, they absolutely are.
Next up on the list are old friends at Wow One Day Painting. Wow One Day Painting shows an average gross revenue of $516,000. We can save you $5,000 on your Wow One Day Painting franchise. I'll tell you, the cool thing about Wow, they come from a group of franchises up in Canada that also features, 1-800-GOT-JUNK and mm-hmm. Shack Shine. They're killer for supporting franchisees. They really are. Jill, what makes Wow unique in your opinion?
Well, I mean, their pitch is they'll get it done in a day. So like if you think of painting jobs that takes like 2, 3, 4 days, these guys do their best to get it done in one day. That's the name of company. So that's what they
wow.
do.
One
but again, that is where maybe they're a bit more expensive, but they will get it done in a day. And that is their claim. So they do separate themselves from any other painter that you have. And I'm sure you guys have seen it. Anytime they're doing a project, they stick their little sign somewhere. So you know that they're in the area. Their marketing is great. The branding is great too. So, you know, you can feel good about using them. And like I said, they're an established company and they get the job done quickly and efficiently, but also they stand behind their quality.
O2E Brands is the company that franchises it. I'm going to tell you, if I had a, you know, 18-year-old, 19-year-old, 20-year-old daughter or son that wasn't going to go to college and I wanted to give a great education on franchising and learning how to build a franchise, O2E franchises would be one of my top choices. I just think for the structure that they put around franchisees, they're good people. They want to help their franchisees thrive as I would say all the franchises that we work with that we approve want to help people succeed. O2E is a great choice. The franchise fee is only 40 grand, royalty 6%, total investment 67,000, 129,000. I mean, that's consistent in painting. Painting offers some of the best low investment options for businesses out there. So if you want to learn how you can save, $2,000 on O2E, Wow One Day Painting, contact us. Text us at 305-710-0050. And Jill, that's my list for franchises this week.
It's a good one.
You know, nice diversity from popsicles to insulation to painting.
Home care. We've got it all, guys.
We're covering all the necessities. Thanks for tuning in to the Inside Scoop podcast. I'm Jack.
And I'm Jill.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
The Inside Scoop. Jack and Jill gonna help you choose the right money-making franchise today.